So what are some of the key trends in seed stage venture? Well, seed stage venture has had dramatically changed over the last 10 years. So the biggest change, I would argue, is the influx of seed firms. So 10 years ago, maybe there were 100 seed stage venture firms. Today, there are something like 2,000. I mean, it's a sea change. Now, the thing that's allowed all of these seed stage firms to start up, well, there's a technical reason, which is it's a lot cheaper to start a company nowadays with cloud-based services and open source and that sort of thing. So that's part of the equation. But another big part of the equation is that the traditional early stage venture investors have all moved upstream. And so you don't see early stage, the traditional ones, the big name firms on Sand Hill Road, they're not writing $2 million checks anymore. They don't even want to write $5 million checks. They want to write $10 and $20 million checks. And it's because they've raised these billion-dollar plus funds. And so they've moved up market. Meanwhile, entrepreneurs can do a lot more with less. And so, you know, you've got this vacuum now. And inside this vacuum, you've had all literally thousands of startup seed stage funds have filled this vacuum. So that's been the huge sea change we see in venture. So how do these trends in venture affect Ulu? Well, there's a couple of ways. So one is the seed stage rounds keep increasing in size. So 5 years ago, $1 million used to be a pretty standard seed stage round. Anymore, $3 million is pretty common, and we're even leading rounds that are $4 and $5 million. And these are rounds where it's just seed stage players, because again, the big guys have gone way upstream. And so we've raised a larger fund, $138 million fund, so that we can write larger checks into these seed stage rounds. So same stage of company that we were investing in before, but we just need more capital to support the needs of the entrepreneurs. So that's one change. A second thing that we're thinking about is how do we stay in seed and scale? So scale is an interesting thing. A lot of seed stage VCs, when they're successful, they've invested in great companies and they've got great returns for their investors, their goal is to move upstream. So they now want to go compete with the Series A folks and the Series B folks and raise bigger funds. And some of the most successful seed stage funds, like Felicis Ventures or Forerunner, they started out writing really small $500,000 checks, and now they want to write $10 and $20 million checks because they just raised $500 million. So that's the path for most successful seed stage venture funds. In contrast, we want to stay in seed. So we think that's the world where we can make the biggest difference by giving diverse entrepreneurs a shot, by giving entrepreneurs that just think differently about a shot. So it's like we're getting people out of the gate. Second is we think this is the place to make the best returns. So to being in at this early stage on a big successful company, and the data shows that early stage returns, especially seed stage returns, are where you make the best returns in the market. So we think from our investors' point of view, this is a place to be. And now the question is, well, how do you scale then? How do you become a larger, you know, firm with more resources to support entrepreneurs and stay in seed? And the way we do that is we make a lot more investments in a lot more companies. So the standard model is, there are two partners, we can each be on 8 boards, so that means we have 16 investments and no more. Because it's really important to focus your time and energy on a small number of companies and then stick with them all the way to being public. And you have to have both the capital to invest along the way, and you need the time to spend with them. So with that traditional model, it's very difficult to scale the number of companies. And the way you scale dollars is you say, well, now I'm going to invest in the Series B and the Series C. And you can put pretty much as much money as you want into some of these late stage rounds, especially when you're starting out with a small fund like Ulu. Alternatively, we think the way to scale in seed is to not make 16 investments, but to make 70 investments, which is our current fund strategy. And then over time, have a fund that makes 100 investments and even more. And that's the way that we can scale our firm and have more people and more resources to help our entrepreneurs and maintain those same great returns to our investors.